السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. So a quick recap of our discussion yesterday on Imam Mahdi. We said his name would be Muhammad ibn Abdullah. He would have the same name as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his father would have the same name as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father. He would come at a time when there would be great injustice, great strife, and great turmoil in the world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described him as a person with a high forehead, meaning either his hairline was receding or his forehead was broad, and a prominent nose, meaning he didn't have a flat nose, but he had a long nose which was tipped, and that he would be al-Hasani, he would be from the progeny of Hasan radiallahu anhu, al-Alawi, Alawi meaning from the progeny of Ali. So even from Hasan Ali radiallahu anhu, obviously he is from the progeny of Ali radiallahu anhu as well. And the reason is, the ulama explained, that because Hasan radiallahu anhu gave up the Khilafat for the sake of unity and for the pleasure of Allah, to unite the entire Ummah under one ruler, as a result, Allah gave him barakah in his progeny, that Imam Mahdi will come from his progeny. So sometimes the good you do in your life, not only do you see the benefit of it, but your progeny will also see the benefit of it. And that's a lesson that we learned. We concluded yesterday by saying that his rule will be for about 7 years. Some narrations say 8, some narrations say 9, but the most common is 7 years. Now, what will be the context in which he will appear? The scholars write that at the time there will be 3 sons of a khalif who will be entangled in a power struggle. So whether it is 3 sons of the same king or the same ruler, or 3 different individuals fighting for power, there will be this power struggle. And the words of the hadith mention that they will be struggling for the treasures of the Kaaba. So it could either be meant literally here, treasures of the Kaaba. The hadith tell us there is great treasure beneath the Kaaba, right? So they could literally be fighting for those treasures, or it could be that they're fighting figuratively for control, for power. And that is the context in which Imam Mahdi will come. Now, the scholars say he will come from the east. He will come from the east, and he will have a great degree of support and supporters who will join him from the east. He will have a black flag, just like how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a black flag, because it signifies dignity. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the narration of Abu Sa'id Khudri, they will emerge among the last of my ummah, the Mahdi. Allah will give him rain, and the earth will bring forth its vegetation. Wealth will be divided equally among the people. There will be plenty of livestock, and the ummah will become great. He will live for 7 or 8 years after that. And then according to a narration, after he's gone, there will be no goodness left in this world. There are multiple ahadith that say the situation will deteriorate very badly after he has passed on. Now the ulama tell us, the ahadith pertaining to the Mahdi has reached the status of tawatur. In the science of hadith, where there are so many different narrators narrating the same thing, that it reaches the stage of tawatur, meaning it's beyond any doubt. Because so many different narrators are narrating via different chains of transmission, the same points, probably slightly different wording, but the same points about the coming of the Mahdi and who he will be. The scholars explain that if you look at the ahadith, I'm not going through all the wording, but portions of it, his rule will be a mercy from Allah to this ummah towards the end of time. He will appear and establish justice and truth and forbid oppression and injustice. Through him, Allah will bless the ummah in terms of justice, guidance, and support for the people. They say there will be so much of prosperity during the time of the Mahdi that they will make an announcement and say, does anybody need money? If I have to make an announcement right now, right? They'll make an announcement. Anybody who needs money, there'll only be one person who will say, I need a little bit of goods. So the Mahdi will tell him, go to that shopkeeper and tell him, I said he must give you. So when this individual will come to the shopkeeper will tell him, take as much, take. So he'll take a bit, and then as he's leaving, he'll get shy. He'll say, you know, I think I'm being a bit greedy. Let me put some back. Just think about it. Today, even an affluent person, if you tell him, take whatever you want to take, he won't put anything back, right? We see sometimes when they say, take 3 special only. Then we send the father and the mother and the sons and the children all in every way. So he'll feel shy and he'll come back and say, but you know what, I think I took too much. And the shopkeeper will say, I don't want it back. You've taken it, now you've taken it. I don't want it back. So, in another hadith it is mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Mahdi is from us, from my family. Allah will prepare him in one night. Allah will prepare him in one night. Now what does it mean that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will prepare him in one night? The scholars say it means that he had no indication himself that he will be the Mahdi. And he had no ambition for it. And this is how you can distinguish between the true and the false. Because there are many people who have claimed to be the Mahdi. But the Mahdi, when he comes, he himself will not know that he's the Mahdi. And he'll just see that people are gravitating towards him. And at that moment, Allah will inspire him. Allah will give him courage. Allah will give him strength. And in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one night, Allah will make him ready to take the ummah out of the great injustice that will prevail upon the earth. We leave it there for today, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.